Hey everybody, this is Adam, sans Danielle. Just a quick intro to today's episode about vacations. But this is not about family fun vacations. We're talking about exotic and erotic getaways that are all around the world. If you're easily offended by a lot of bad language, this may not be the episode for you. I think we let loose a bit on this one, but you be the judge of that. We added a clip from one of our favorite movies about vacations, and I think you're all going to recognize it, so I'm not even going to mention what it's from. So sit back, relax, and we really hope you find this as funny as we did. And when you're done listening, you can send all complaints to marriageandmartinis@gmail.com. Just put Danielle in the subject line. Thanks a lot, guys. Hope you enjoy.
I don't want to be in the car anymore. I want to go home. I don't want to go to Wally World.
Clark, under the circumstances, I wouldn't mind if we just went home. In retrospect, it seems like a pretty bad idea driving out. It's been one disaster after another.
Yeah, it's been a real drag, Dad. Maybe we can try it some other time. Wally World's overrated anyway.
What do you think?
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling zippity-doo-dah out of your assholes. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see a moose. Praise Marty Moose. Holy shit!
Dad, you want to ask for something?
Don't touch!
Okay, everyone. I'm in charge here. I like it.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to Marriage and Martinis. I am Danielle, and that is Adam.
That's me. Hi.
Yep. Otherwise known as my bitch.
Oh, boy. Next.
I'm just kidding. It depends on the night. Sometimes I'm his bitch.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
All right.
Okay, so today we're talking about something that, again, Adam doesn't know anything about.
Nope. Don't know what we're talking about.
Nope, never does.
Nope.
You know what I was thinking to myself before when I was researching?
Yeah.
This is all reminding me heavily of procreating when we make our children. What do you call that?
Yeah, that's procreating.
Procreating. When like you do like 16 seconds worth and then I do like the next 10.
First of all, that's not true. It's like 30 seconds worth.
Okay. Yeah, maybe 30 seconds. And then, like, I have to do the rest of the work, but you get as much as the credit.
Wait, no. Yes. I don't equate that to this.
A little bit.
Wait, first of all, I didn't even equate that to that.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so who carries the children for the next 9 months?
Oh, man.
All right.
I carry the heartache.
I mean, really? You didn't carry shit. You didn't even carry the groceries to the fucking door when I was pregnant, okay?
Yes,
all right.
Because we get delivery.
Not that back then we didn't. There was no such thing. Okay, so today we're getting ready to do a vacation, a family vacation. A Griswold family truckster vacation.
It's a special vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Very special. We're going to Europe with our family. We're bringing the kids, so it's a trip, not a vacation.
No.
Like, legitimately a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it got me thinking about vacations. And we've said many, many times, I don't know how many more times we could say it, we are 40 now, so we are entering the stage of life where you're like, oh, fuck, I better get going on this or else it's never going to happen. And it's made me think a little bit about all the shit we haven't done, which is a little depressing.
Yeah, we've done a lot.
You know, depends how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's hear. What do you think about when you think about what we've done?
Well, we've traveled this country, right?
Oh, okay, be a little more specific.
Oh, we're in the United States, everybody.
They couldn't tell from your...
Your
accent. New Doisy.
Oh, please.
All right, go ahead.
What am I talking about?
Oh, God. All the places we've been.
Well, we've been all around the country.
Mm.
What do you mean? No, we've been West
Coast.
Have
you been to Kansas?
Listen, I haven't been to every state, but we've...
Okay, well, that's not all around the country.
All right, we've been West Coast, we've been...
Some West Coast. I want to go to Montreal. We haven't been to Montreal.
That's Canada, honey. That's not United States. I
mean, not Montreal. Montana. Oh, shit.
We're keeping that. That's not being
Alabama,
edited out.
Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California. Oh, boy.
Yep, we're on the next
level. You guys
know
what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Third grade music class.
So, no. All right. So we've done some of the country. Mm-hmm. We've done the Caribbean.
Not a lot.
We've done the Caribbean. We've done Puerto Rico. We've done Costa Rica. We've done Mexico. We've been to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Long time ago. What else are we looking for here?
I mean, a lot. There's so much. That's a problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, time is the
problem. Yeah, time, kids, money, it's all a factor. Mm-hmm. But I would like to think that we're going to do it all. And I'm still hopeful that we will. Mm. So I'm holding out hope that we will.
Hope is a very dangerous thing.
It is, yeah. Apparently. Yes, but listen, there's a lot to do. So, right, some experiences that I have, that I brainstormed that we have had together, which seem exciting, but are really not at all. We're very tame.
Okay.
When you think about it. Okay, so we've gone wall rappelling, like where you rappel down like a 150-foot wall.
That's tame? That was huge.
Okay,
I think.
Just stay with me, okay?
Okay.
Zip lining, like 6,000 feet in the air.
That was ridiculous.
It was probably like 600 feet in the air, but it felt like 6,000 feet.
Because,
no, it was really amazing.
Like, we went through clouds. Mm-hmm. Like, that was intense. Mm-hmm.
At 40 miles per hour, but you can go zip lining at 100 miles per hour. We've swam with dolphins.
I mean, swim.
Right.
We had like our spot to stay.
Right. We
where the
there.
Dolphin came to you.
Yeah, we got in a lot of trouble because we had young kids and they were like flapping all over the place.
Right.
And yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe not a dream trip.
Right.
But I can, you know, I can fantasize. And we had a trip. I'm not going to name the place, but we did go when we were in our early 20s to one of those spas where we had a champagne glass.
Pocono, Caesar's Palace.
No, you can't do that. They're never going to sponsor us now.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, my God. We just lost advertising.
Yeah, we did.
You're dumb. Okay, so.
If any of you are from New Jersey and you drive along, it's not the turnpike, but it's somewhere, and you see somebody soaking in the champagne bathtub, that's what we're talking about.
Well, I was going to tell my story.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Okay, so we were in our early 20s. We had no money. And we you know, of course, the pictures online looked fabulous.
Oh, of course.
Amazing. But I wish you hadn't named it. I was kind of hoping that what if they sue us now or something? Then we'll never go anywhere.
It's publicity.
Okay. So, you know, this is not the publicity I'm looking for. So, anyway, we had no money. I planned a trip to...
Wait, Caesar's...
No, I don't... Stop
what
it,
was
please.
It called?
No, I'm not saying what it was called. I refuse.
Cove Haven.
Oh my God.
I got
I hate
it.
You. So, okay, so we went there. It was one of those, like, you know, we went in the winter. Mm-hmm. You can snowmobile, you can ski, you get your own suite with like your own pool full of.
Suite with air quotes, everybody. You can't see us, but.
Right. Your own suite with a pool, air quotes, of
heart
chlorinated whatever is in there. And you know, the circular bed, the mirrored ceilings, the whole thing. And we were, like, super excited about it. When we got there, I don't think it was quite what we expected, but we were excited about it.
Sure.
So, you know, we did the whole thing. I Cloroxed the bathtub, the heart-shaped bathtub, and the champagne bathtub for, like, a good 7 hours before we used it.
I was really impressed by that, by the way.
Right?
I remember thinking back to that.
Yes.
That you actually cleaned something.
I was afraid of contracting sexual diseases.
And you got one anyway.
Okay, so, well, I don't know if it was, no, it was not a sexual disease. It was a skin disease. Those are two different things. So we went in the hot tub and we did not go in the pool. We were decided against that. We were like, that's, we don't remember the pool because we decided that it was like not a good idea because they obviously did not drain it between every visitor. So we went in the champagne hot tub. We went in the other hot tub. We went in the circular bed. Like, a whole thing. It was, like, a very, you know, pornographic, sexy experience. The next morning, I woke up with a head-to-toe rash, which I tried to convince myself was from some kind of seafood that I was allergic to, which I have had never had a seafood allergy in my life, but was probably from something else. Although you didn't get it, just I got it. So,
well,
you were probably like making sure that I was the one on the bottom all the time, like touching all the...
I didn't touch the sheets. I didn't touch the pillow.
Just me. Yeah. But it was like an itchy, horrible rash. It was disgusting. I went home. My dad, who was a doctor, was like, what is that? And I was like, oh, I don't really know. And I didn't take it any further. And eventually it went away. But yes, that was our romantic getaway.
Very romantic.
Okay. So anyway, that was probably, of all the things we've done, can you think of anything else crazy we've done? Nothing. It's very sad.
I'm on the spot.
No, there's no spot because there's nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. We, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone to the Holiday Inn in Atlantic City. The Days Inn. Yes, that's much different.
That was a good one.
In Atlantic City, where we had prostitutes next. Well, I can only assume they were prostitutes screaming their heads off the night, you know, that whole night.
Mm-hmm. Insert clip.
Mm-hmm. So we've had, you know, we were products of being together at a very early age when we had no money. Okay, so... there are some things that, so we're going to Europe with our kids, which is super cool.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's a trip, not a vacation, like we said.
Well, okay.
Okay. So
I'm super excited.
I'm excited too, but it's a different kind of excited.
Right.
All right. So here I researched some things that I think in the next 20 years we need to do.
20 years, we're going to be 40. 60.
Wow, that took a long time. Yes. Wow. But I think we need to step it up a notch. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
All right. And I want to know which of these you would be willing to participate in, because I am game for all of them.
Okay.
I think. I might rethink that.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm always to the point where, like, I have pants in my closet from 10 years ago because I think that I'm going to fit into them again.
Okay.
So I think that I will eventually be in a state of physical... what's it called?
Perpetuum.
I don't know what that means. What? No.
Perpetuum.
What?
State of physical perpetuum.
I don't know what that means.
Always at the same...
No, better. What? I don't want to be like this.
Oh, geez.
No. But I'm saying like a state of physical like peakness.
Okay.
Yeah, that, you know, the same reason I have like a size 4 pants in my closet that I haven't worn in 4 years or 6 or 10 years.
I don't know what that means, but...
whatever it is. But anyway, so... I'm trying to think that I will be in some kind of physical peak performance that we can do all of these things.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no, the experience.
Yeah, well. All right. So would you do these things? Okay,
yes.
Here, well, let's start here. And everybody at home, please play along and decide, you know, maybe you're more adventurous than us. Maybe you're also like us where you're thinking that eventually, you know, you need to up your game because, you know, listen, it's never too late to say I did it. It's never too late to say I wish I had. If you're willing to do it.
Can I get to the point?
No, fuck you.
Sorry.
But but you have to do it at some point, you know? At some point, if you don't do it, then you don't do it. And that's my – Oprah said that to me.
Right.
Okay. So, all right. So would you – swim with sharks in West Cape, South Africa. You can swim with sharks. Wait.
Okay.
So, off of Western Cape is a famous feeding place for vicious great white sharks known as Shark Alley, where these chilly waters hold some of the highest concentrations of great whites. Those looking to cage dive and tempt these carnivorous fish can do so without a scuba license.
Hmm. Well... I
mean, what's a bigger turn on than almost being eaten by a shark?
For me, personally, nothing. Okay.
Right.
But just to say, you had me at shark.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even go in the ocean because of jellyfish.
Right, fuck you that. Hate the ocean.
I am not going anywhere near that
you
shit.
You really wouldn't do it if you were in a cage? You're in a cage.
Fuck the cage. I saw a shark in a cage and a shark... Shaquille O'Neal.
Or you guy in shackles.
Shaquille O'Neal in a cage, and a shark goes into the cage with him.
No, he did not.
Fuck that. I ain't going.
But he lived to tell about it.
Yeah, because he's Shaq.
Oh. Doesn't matter.
I ain't Shaq.
It's not like they're going to eat him, not eat him because he's 6 foot 12 or 17, whatever it is. Okay.
Anything with water, no way.
Really?
Nope.
Fuck you wouldn't do it?
Sharks, nope. They own the ocean, not us. We crawled out of the ocean 100 billion years ago. All right, it's not true, but okay. we crawled out of the ocean to get out of the fucking ocean, and that's why we're on land now. We don't belong back in the ocean.
Okay, so let me go to the next one, which is similar. I'm assuming then you don't want to do the Cage of Death, which...
Actually?
In Australia.
Wait, how fierce is the death?
Okay, where Australia's biggest saltwater crocodiles for 15 minutes are separated by nothing more than a couple inches of glass. The cage houses two people at a time. I mean, that could be hot.
Fuck Australia. It's worse on the ocean. I'm not going to Australia.
You're not going to Australia because of the plane flight. Well, don't let anybody think it's because of crocodiles.
I'm not going to pretend to do anything here. I'm not doing a 20-hour flight.
I'm doing it.
And I'm not going to a place where spiders...
Any of you women out there who want to go to Australia with me? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Please.
Take my wife, please.
I want to go.
I'm not going anywhere where spiders are the size of dogs. Fuck that. I'm not going to Australia.
Is that true?
Of course it is. Everything in Australia is bigger.
Oh.
And they all...
Oh, well, see? Oh, maybe I mean a man over there.
Please, have fun.
Okay.
It'll kill you the same as the spider.
Okay. So, the cages... But the cage houses two people at a time, so there'll be someone there to hold your hand.
Okay.
Okay, so, no, you're not having it.
No, I'll FaceTime.
No, I can't FaceTime underwater. Okay, would you?
Nope.
I know you're not very adventurous. You're really not. For somebody who, like,
I'm adventurous to a point of, like...
What, you'll, like, drink a different kind of whiskey? Okay, plunge off the highest bungee jump in the world in Macau, China. So in the city of Macau, the A.J. Hackett Tower offers the highest bungee jump. Take the terrifying 764-foot tall jump off the tower so you can see the Great Wall of China from the top.
Okay. May do that.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't scare me as much as the water.
Okay.
But
I would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could possibly do that.
Okay. Like, you don't feel like you want... Like, I don't want to die not having done this stuff.
No, I want to die doing that stuff.
You might.
Yeah.
Okay, so why won't you do the sharks? Like, to be like, damn. Like, if your kids were like, Grandpa died because he was eaten by a great white shark. Right. Like, motherfucker.
Right. Or you don't die and half of your torso is bitten off for the rest of your life and you're alive with that. Fuck that. No. Thanks.
You're dying from liver poisoning anyway, so what's the difference? I don't know.
No, I think I might do the bungee.
Over the sharks?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Why is that so much better? All right, I don't care. Just go ahead.
Okay. There's a lifeline on the bungee. On the
shark. You have a cage around you and the sharks.
Yeah, they get through.
Okay.
They got some sharp
fucking teeth. So Macau, China, people, if you want to do the highest bungee in the world. Okay. This is going backwards a little bit.
Okay.
But I recently asked you, so we're going to Amsterdam.
Okay.
And they have a blackout dining experience, and you said no.
Nope.
All you have to do is fucking eat dinner in the dark.
Yep. Nope.
All right, so you're going to bungee off the highest tower, but you won't. Okay. So here's the deal. So they have one. They have them all over the world. Las Vegas. Amsterdam, you know, they're all over the place.
Okay, all right. What scares me more than life itself?
There's so many things. Where do I start?
What's the worst thing in my life
in your life ever?
Yeah.
Oof.
Come on. That scares me more on a daily basis than
your
life
kids
itself.
Having the iPads taken away from them.
Besides that. No, food.
Food?
Yeah.
What? Oh, condiments.
Yes.
No.
That shit can be on those plates in the dark,
yeah,
and I have no idea what's going on.
Ketchup and mustard, yeah.
And
No, no, no. You tell them. No, you ask
for. I will take a shark.
They say dietary over restrictions.
That shit any day.
They say dietary. What are your dietary restrictions? Mm-hmm. And you say I'm allergic to condiments, and then they won't do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, trust them.
All right, so you can do a blackout diet. I think it sounds super sexy. Mm. A blackout diet. You don't know what's good.
You want a shark and go to that one.
I would go shark diving too. All right, a blackout dining in the dark, Las Vegas. This is lots of places. I did a Las Vegas one because we go to Vegas the most. So dining in the dark experience begins with a pitch black dining room where our friendly servers will guide you and assist you to your table. Trust in our trained staff will allow them to lead you through the dark into a new environment. Once you become acquainted with the complete darkness, you'll notice that a quite relaxing social atmosphere is heightened. Any shy feelings you have will quickly disappear. Mm. During the dining experience, you'll feel your way through a 6-course meal, one course at a time. I mean...
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, nice keywords in that description.
I think that's amazing.
Friendly dining and...
I would do it.
Experienced staff and...
Well, hello, that's what it is.
Bullshit.
Yeah, but there's no sharks. There's no crocodiles. Yeah.
How do you know the friendly dining experience is not sharks serving your shit? No.
I think it sounds fabulous. I need somebody to experience this stuff with me because you're not going to do it, and that pisses me off. All right. Would you visit a nude resort?
Sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, I had problems with this. We're not compatible at all.
Oh, in a second.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so there's a lot of them.
Can you walk around with a boner all day?
Well, I think that's probably what everybody does. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, the people that are probably at a nude resort, you
sure,
know, walking around with boners all day.
I mean, can you walk around with your boobs to the floor all day? Because that's I'm going to be like a National Geographic poster. Okay, so, well, first the first one I did was the obvious one, which is hedonism.
Okay.
Which you've heard of, right?
I've heard of.
Okay, hedonism in the grill, Jamaica, hedo. If it's not your first time there, if you're a a professional, well, not professional. But guests are encouraged to be wicked for a week.
Okay.
A lot of couples who swing attend these places, but you don't have to be a swinger. You can be a regular couple or a single or somebody, you know, somebody looking for love, whatever it is. As for the rooms, guests have the option of staying on the nude or prude side.
Okay.
So which would you stay on the nude or the prude side?
Are you sleeping?
Ever?
No, like when you're staying on a side, like. For your quarters, like
yeah, the
sleeping?
Nude side and the prude side are different. So the nude side, you're like nude all the time.
Okay.
The prude side, I think there's like certain places you can be nude.
I would do the prude side.
I think the nude side is like you walk outside and there's like people having sex right on
no,
their balconies.
I would do the prude side. I'd like a little bit of each. I'd like the like the time where you know you can do your thing, or the other time where you can do your thing.
Wow, that was articulate.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, very articulate. I don't know what that means. Right. But, okay, so...
I like both. I want both worlds.
Okay, better. So the nude side requires nudity at all times, except in the restaurants. You can't be nude in the restaurants. I think that's like a code kind of thing. Expect to see people making out and also having sex on the premises. There aren't many rules, but don't be creepy. In other words, what you do in public should be done with at least one other person. So don't walk around by yourself, like watch other people and, you know.
Like, I don't need to see sex everywhere I look. Like, if people are just hanging out and having fun and they're nude, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't need to be, like, I guess, is that the prude side? Like, where people are nude, just sunbathing or playing tennis or whatever.
I could like, never play nudes.
I just don't need to look every direction
when I'm
seeing
nude.
People having sex. Like, that doesn't do it for
me. I don't know. I don't know the specifics except that I think the nude side is, you know, yeah, probably a lot more sex, a lot more nudity.
Yeah.
You know, it depends. But from the hedonism website, they say at the end of the day, life's too short to wait for pleasures. Get those deep kisses, amazing experiences in midnight swims, or hot, lustful encounters while you can. Memories of it all will bring a twinkle to your eye and everyone have everyone guessing about where you went on vacation. Mm. So, you know, it's like a more mysterious type of thing. But I think that sounds fun.
Yeah, okay.
So, there's other places. Okay, so Castle Milkendorf. Milkersdorf in Brandenburg, Germany.
Okay.
Is another fun experience. So if you want to have a eager to add a castle to the list of places you've had sex, anyone with a Renfair fetish, I don't know what that means.
Nope.
I should have looked into that. That
would probably be a good idea.
Should head to the Castle Milkersdorf for an erotic eye-opening, looks like one of those murder mystery dinner parties, but with sex, cultural experiences. Guests are bussed in at 8:30 p.m. and out at 3 in the morning. What happens in between is not for the faint of heart. Although, judging from the pics, it probably resembles a scene from Eyes Wide Shut. You know Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise?
I do not. Nope.
Yes, we saw it in the movie theater a long time ago.
Really?
Maybe? Yeah, it's like a sexual masquerade party where, you know, it's like orgies and all that stuff. Hmm. So anyway, that's in Germany, but that sounds kind of cool. I don't know. Okay. What are you looking for?
I'm looking up Renaissance Fair Fetish.
Renaissance Fair? Well, Renaissance Fair?
That's Ren Fair Fetish. Renaissance Fair
Oh,
fetish.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good that you did that. Okay, another one is Cherry Twins, Kiev, Ukraine. So if you're in the Ukraine, if you happen to be in the neighborhood.
Right. Okay.
So it's the first and only love space in the Ukraine. The rooms are decorated in style of various erotic fantasies. Okay, what's your biggest erotic fantasy? We're going to do a whole podcast on this. I already have it planned.
Okay, my biggest erotic fantasy. Okay.
That you can talk about publicly.
Okay. Alien porn.
Oh, my God. There's nothing sexy about that.
How do you know?
I can just imagine. That sounds awful. Okay. So the hotel has many different rooms for your greatest fantasy. So each room is based on a different fantasy. So there's Dominatrix fantasy.
Don't like that. Not into that.
Really?
Nope. Dominatrix.
Okay.
Nope.
Sex swings, flogging.
It's flogging.
Where you whip somebody.
Okay. I'd whip you.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah.
Armchair snake. I don't know what that means. Bracers, handcuffs, masks.
This is all
ropes,
like dominatrix stuff.
Yeah. So that. Oh, hello.
Yeah. Dominatrix that like the thing? Room. Right.
Well, that's the room.
Oh, I thought you were talking about separate. Okay. I thought you meant like different rooms after the dominatrix room.
No.
Okay. Sorry.
There's other rooms. Oh, a medical room for all your doctor and nurse fantasy needs.
Oh, so like I can remove your fingernails,
cut off
a finger.
That sounds
like
sexy to you?
Yeah, like that's hot.
I never saw Saw. That sounds awful.
Take off a foot.
Really?
No.
No,
I don't know. You
so
said
either.
Doctor room. I don't know what that means.
No. There's a classroom if you want to role play, teacher-student.
Teacher-student?
Yeah. Well,
fantasy?
Like
teacher-student?
Are you kidding me? That's huge. Teacher-student? That's like a huge yes.
Okay.
Every room has a different kind of fantasy. Okay. All right, so the rules of the hotel are you must be at least 18 years of age to stay there, and there's a minimum of 3 hours to pay for.
Really?
Wow, you could go through each room like
right,
six
times. You know what? That's like so many jokes. And can we just say for the record how many times you said to me, like, let's go, come on, done? Like,
what's that mean? Already?
Like, you complain about the time.
Oh.
How long it takes.
Right. Well, we're not having sex in that time. That's a joke. It's a joke.
Yeah, it's the third joke.
I'm obviously very happy I'm still here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Clock in.
We should maybe make all our rooms in the house. We're actually getting them renovated. We should do each room in the house.
Great idea.
Sex swing, nipple clamps.
Mm-hmm. I don't like nipple clamps. They hurt me.
I don't think they're for you.
No, that's why they hurt.
So, anyway, all right, so what's your dream? You're not going to swim with sharks. You're
nope.
not going to swim with crocodiles.
Nope.
So what is your, like, I want everyone out there, you included, what is your dream vacation? Like, there's only so much time. There's only so much money. What if you had a dream vacation? I'm hoping I'm involved. I might not be. It could be with guys or like when you think of yourself like having a dream vacation, what is it? What does it entail?
I picture somewhere in East Asia, like Singapore, Japan. I'm not thinking about nipple clamps. I'm thinking about like sushi.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about like incredible food.
Like sex with sushi?
Like, sure.
I know. I get it. Like sushi makes me hot. Too.
Yeah.
I don't like, I'm thinking about thinking like. About either. You just want to eat it.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about like
An Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
I know, I loved him.
Yeah, like visiting like incredible places.
Yeah, I know.
Eating amazing food, street
food. I love Anthony Bourdain, yeah.
Yeah.
I love you, Anthony Bourdain.
No.
I get you.
We tried that in Costa Rica, remember?
No, you tried that in Costa Rica. What'd you eat?
I don't remember. We went to Costa Rica with some friends, and we stopped along the way.
The first day?
Yeah. At some local, I don't know, fried some
Yeah, it was like the local of the local.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, Anthony Bourdain and Andrew Zimmern do this. I'm going to do this too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I almost threw up all over the place.
Yeah,
because
for you, it's all about the food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you want all about the food, I feel like Vegas is like the best.
No, but I want to experience.
Right, you want
street
authentic.
Food.
Yeah, you want authentic. I want to like, I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that to me is the ultimate. Like mm-hmm. experiencing mm-hmm. like the street food and the, you know, that,
right, like
that
an inner
Asian
city
culture.
Kind of like real deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
Right.
Yeah, sorry. Is that boring?
Not boring at all. It just has nothing to do with your wife. Yeah. Like you want to do it with a bunch of guys.
No. I mean, you can come.
Yeah, sounds super sexy.
Shanghai hookers.
Yeah, right.
That too.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm into that. Yeah. No. I. You know. I feel like maybe I spend too much time on, not that you're asking me.
No, I'm asking.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Yes, you're very interested. No, I want to, you know, I'd like to go to like Bali or one of those places where you have like the house in the middle of the ocean that you hang out at. And
yeah,
get
that sounds
out.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, I want that.
All right, I'll tell somebody to take you on that.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm gonna have to go with friends.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Sound it off.
If you want to swim with sharks with me or crocodiles or you want to bungee jump with me, email me, Marriage and Martinis.
If you want to go to Shanghai or Singapore or China or Japan.
Or just the local Chinese restaurant.
I'll go to Chinatown with you if you want.
Yeah, do you love Chinatown?
MarriageandMartinis@gmail.com.
Okay.
In the subject, put Adam and want to hang out.
I'm okay.
In. Yeah.
You're in.
I'm in.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
Wait.
Oh. What?
Seriously.
Okay.
You're too fast.
Okay.
Marriage and Martinis.
Once again, I'm too fucking fast.
But seriously, people keep saying to me, you're awesome, what can we do?
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're not awesome, but.
Well, now that we hear this one, they're not going to think
we're anything. That's every episode we say that. But marriageandmartinis.com.
Oh, yeah.
Marriage and Martinis at Instagram. Marriage and Martini. Oh, Marriage Martini, not even and Martini.
Yeah. No, Marriage Martini.
Yeah, at Twitter. Yeah. All right,
Facebook,
let's do it.
Marriage and Martinis.
Yeah, Marriage and Martinis,
right.
And we have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm on there all day, so it's fun. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Thanks, guys.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.